Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 64. I am your best friend.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctorate degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope like this one right now. A lot of people have self-talk that's negative. They don't feel confident. Even when exciting things happen to them, sometimes they don't believe that they deserve it. But I want to tell you about a young man who chose to believe in himself and believe in his own abilities, even as a boy, and how that confidence helped shape his life, his whole life. At the turn of the last century, in the early 1900s, a young boy quit school to help with the family expenses. When he was 15 years old, he became interested in cars and automobiles, and he began to work in a garage. And he got a correspondence, a mail-order study course on car repair, and after he'd worked during the day, he would study at night. And when he felt ready, he walked into an automobile manufacturing company in Columbus, Ohio, the Freyer Automobile Company. And the owner, Mr. Freyer, noticed him, young boy, 15 years old, walking into his factory. And the young boy, said, "Sir, I just thought I would tell you that I'm coming to work here tomorrow." And Mr. Freyer, who owned the company, said, "Oh, I didn't know. Who hired you? I don't remember hiring you." And the young boy said, "Nobody yet, but I'll be on the job tomorrow. And if I'm not worth anything, you can fire me." Wow. Think about that. That takes some guts for anybody to even think about doing. But guess what? The next morning, the young man showed up, 7 a.m., ready to go to work. And he immediately noticed that the floor was covered with metal shavings from the manufacturing they were doing, and dirt and grease, and he got a broom out and a shovel, and he started to clean the place up. He made himself indispensable right away. Everybody noticed this young boy showing up and working his tail off. And because of his incredible confidence in himself, of course he got the job. You know that.
and he had an incredible work ethic. His name was Eddie Rickenbacker, and he went on to excel in many fields, including being a World War I flying ace, flying biplanes in the war, and the most well-known American aviator, World War I. And when he got home, he was involved with automobile racing, and he went on to help. He worked, helped with the establishment of the Indianapolis 500-mile track. And he went on to also help found one of America's leading airlines for a long time, Eastern Airlines. Now, there's no magic bullet to instantly make you a self-confident person. But it begins by understanding that the most important relationship you have in your life really begins with yourself, your relationship with yourself. People become more confident who encourage themselves continually. They say, "I'm your best friend," to the mirror. They say, "I am my own best friend." And they become likable to themselves. Let me ask you. I heard it said, if you had a friend who talked to you like you sometimes talk to yourself, would you continue to hang around with that person? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. If it's no, you've got some work to do. And it starts by good self-talk. Because without some confidence in yourself, friends, you're not really going to go as far as you want in your life. So I just want to encourage you to say the words to yourself, "I am your best friend."
What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.